What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Greek Mythology Short Stories Podcast. I'm your co-host, Shane, and today's episode is the start of Season 3. Season 3 is going to be about the villains in Greek mythology, so there will be much more interesting content to come. Thank you all so much for listening, and let's get into it. Today's episode will be about Sisyphus, who was a Greek king who literally cheated death. Without further ado, let's dive into today's short story. Sisyphus was the king of Corinth, and he was a very cunning and sly person. He helped make his city prosperous as a commercial hub. Despite that, he was known to kill his guests, and he did not follow the code of hospitality, which was a big thing in ancient Greece. Sisyphus was also a very deceitful person, so he eventually caught the eye of Zeus. Some people say Zeus punished him, but there's little evidence for that. Anyways, when Sisyphus was going to die, death came to his doorstep to fetch his soul. In ancient Greece, death was actually a god, and he was called Thanatos, so death could actually be fought. Sisyphus really didn't want to die, so he used trickery to fool the Thanatos. The old king successfully managed to knock him out, and Sisyphus chained the god up. No one noticed this, but when a big war arrived, no one was able to die, as death wasn't able to reap their souls. Anyways, Ares soon found out what happened, and he flew down to Earth and freed Thanatos. Sisyphus knew he was in deep trouble, as he was basically the first guy ever to commit such a dumb sin. Hades condemned Sisyphus to the fields of punishment, but the guy still had one trick up his sleeve. He told Hades that his wife didn't perform the funeral rituals properly, and he needed to go back into the mortal world to punish her. The ancient Greeks took these rituals and offerings seriously, so Hades allowed him to go back to the earth. As you might have already guessed, Sisyphus had no intention of returning back to the underworld, and he lived again for a really long time. Hades had to manage billions of souls a day, so he quickly forgot about the trickster. One day, Thanatos asked about Sisyphus, and Hades realized he forgot. The god of the underworld sent Hermes to drag Sisyphus down, and Hermes did as he was told. Hades gave him an extra special punishment, as he didn't like to be fooled. Sisyphus was ordered to roll a boulder up a hill for eternity. Hades told him if he could successfully roll the boulder to the top of the hill, he could actually leave the underworld. Sisyphus was so excited he instantly got started. Little did he know that it was a magic boulder that would roll back every time it reached the top. If you think about it carefully, Sisyphus is still probably rolling it now. That's enough for today's episode. Thanks so much for listening, and stay tuned for the next one on Tantalus. Follow me on Twitter @ShortMyths.